Elective Hysterectomy as Treatment with Complete Notes. This poem can be read two ways. One way with the end notes clustered all at the end, the other way with the end notes interspersed throughout the text. I'll be reading it the latter way. Elective Hysterectomy as Treatment with Complete Notes. In the United States, any woman, one, nota bene, correction, person who menstruates, of or above the legal age of consent, two, i.e. the federal facade which dangles complete autonomy as a carrot before a bunny the government determined it would starve to death at its judicial gender reveal party, can technically agree to, three, see the more severe synonym for ask, which precedes any procedures, agreements, or discussions of treatment, beg. Beg for, as in, how hastily demagnetized lodestones, beg for a bearing, upended polar diaspora. As in, even the hardiest succulents beg for water in extreme drought. As in, 11 states actively extort pleas from felons of nonviolent drug crimes, the most common type of felony in the United States. Coerce these individuals to crawl across the marble wastelands on their hands and knees to beg for so-called inalienable rights to vote, to speak, beg, as in North America, Oceania, anywhere addressed by a whitewashed name, indigenous peoples beg for the land that is their ancestral right. Can technically agree to a hysterectomy. The vast majority of doctors will not authorize a hysterectomy unless at least one, often two, licensed medical professionals deem the procedure medically justified. Four, an exchange that is acceptable to subsets of the population obsessed with statutory reproduction, especially subscribers to the dogma, man up, no pain, no gain, put some backbone into it. When there are no official threats, five, i.e. opinions from mostly male doctors believing that a menstruator is the director in a hyperbolic dramatization of their own biopic, to a woman, see note one, life, a hysterectomy is deemed elective, six, skillicate, frivolous, unworthy, superfluous, wasteful, situationally abhorrent, inappropriate, conventionally tactless, and uncivil, barbaric, and therefore not covered by any insurance plan on the American healthcare market. Seven, for more information, see Encyclopedia Britannica's entry regarding history's most notorious serial killers. Additionally, for women, see note one, between the ages of 18 and 35, virtually no disorder, discomfort, or extreme depressive symptoms, eight, i.e. the chronic decision to indulge in obviously avoidable self-flagellation, can meet the criteria, nine, modern medicine's masculine standards for real suffering, bar any symptoms indicative of 20th century feminine hysteria, naturally. For medical justification. All other alternatives, medical, 10, e.g. multiple forms of birth control, menopause, and an $1,800 a month pill, only $1,600 a month with insurance, financial aid options available from the manufacturer AbbVie, generous thoughts and prayers. Contact AbbVie's financial aid department, reachable exclusively by phone, with at least one interdepartmental transfer. Note, capsule vending machine, pharma's financial aid inventory. For more information and an 8-page form that would make HIPAA raise an eyebrow, please do not contact the department again after you and your doctor submit an application. Ever. Plus HRT, hormone replacement therapy, addition or removal of antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, etc. Lifestyle 11. For viable lifestyle alternatives, see pop medicine sites, especially those inundated with articles from cis women, typically white, typically under the age of 25, typically strangers with the concepts of financial instability and outstanding student loans, who tout the Phoenician powers of suburbia-based yoga classes, exotic Eastern herbs and supplements, foam rollers, and phone apps that may or may not give the author a small commission. And otherwise, 12, otherwise, according to Southern Baptists, over 50% of American politicians, Hobby Lobby executives, and other entities without advanced medical educations and degrees, prescribed motherhood is the healthiest, most effective alternative to a hysterectomy. Must be trialed for a minimum of 2 weeks each before a hysterectomy is considered unequivocally necessary. 13. Nota bene, imminent risk of death does not count as absolutely unequivocally necessary for a woman, see note 1, aged 18 to 35. This unofficial policy persists due to the extreme physical and emotional risks associated with the procedure, as a hysterectomy is a major surgery. Possible complications, 14, Skillicate. Each of the listed ailments should be considered as a high-risk outcome, regardless of uncommon frequency. Include vaginal dryness, 15. Oh, the insurmountable horrors of a slightly parched fuckhole. Decrease in sexual libido and general disinterest with sexual activities. 16. Oh, the blasphemy, the inescapable damnation of a flesh pit in want of no dick. Fever, 17. If a fever manifests post-op, in the vast majority of cases, it develops in the immediate recovery phase, during which the patient is under hospital supervision. Mild bladder infection during recovery, 18, ibidem. Cardiovascular risks, 19. Definition and details of cardiovascular risks, uncertain, conflicting, and not available at this time due to lack of research, funding, interest. Among other severe side effects, 20, ibidem. Due to the irreversible nature of a hysterectomy, the procedure also eliminates all possibility of biological 21, i.e. superior, pregnancy, which may lead to depression, 22. Depression may also develop, however, in cases where a patient is refused a hysterectomy. Anxiety, 23. Skillicate, anxiety from the Baptists and politicians obsessed with continued colonial growth, also see shrewphobia. And general psychological stress, 24, i.e. a wide range of vague and societally disagreeable behaviors and mindsets, like iterations of homosexuality and non-binary gender identity. Alternatively, dispositions historically classified as queerness, frigidity, spinsterism, devilry, hemophiliac, delirium, hysteria, pathological penis envy, or medical incompetence. In some women, see note 1.